Dr. Pinsky dictating, email I am Ian, Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N, Stokes, S-T-O-K-E-S. Adrian Stokes is a 51-year-old male who alleges he was injured at work on two occasions. Born on 3/28/21. His foot got caught between two pallets and he twisted his left knee. Appeared in the second event on 6/16/21. A bay door fell on the top of his head as he was bending over to let the gate down to the trailer. Period. He did not go to the emergency room after either event. Period. He evidently underwent surgery on his knee, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He admits to having surgery on this knee about 20 years earlier. But he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. In paragraph per. His first claim petition on 3/28/21. Mr. Stokes' left foot got stuck between two pallets, causing injury to the left knee. Period. As per his second claim petition on 6/16/21, he was hit on the head with a bay door, suffering injuries to his head and neck. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 3/29/21. Period. He complained of pain in the left knee. Period. He was evaluated, including x-rays that show no significant radiologic findings. But he was diagnosed with a left knee strain and started on ibuprofen and physical therapy. Period. He followed up on 3/31/21, stating he had pain in the knee after physical therapy the previous day. When going down the stairs, it felt as if his knee gave up. Brady is currently working light duty. Period. The nurse practitioner gave consideration to an early MRI. Period. Follow-up on 4/6/21. He was still feeling shocks of pain and had not been working, as no light-duty work was available. Period. He was rendered an additional diagnosis of primary localized osteoarthritis of the left knee. Period. Physical therapy was once again ordered. Period. On 4/12/21, he was still working on modified duty and getting physical therapy. Period. However, it also indicated he had attended zero therapy visits since the last visit with the clinic. Period. He then, scratch that, he participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. On 4/19/21, he presented for a recheck of his back that had been coming along. But he is currently working without restrictions and is not taking any medication for pain. But he had physical therapy that day and it had been helpful. But there was no mention of the first subject knee injury of 3/28/21. Except for his diagnosis. Period. Mr. Stokes was seen through .427-21 and evidently was released from care. Period. New paragraph. He returned to consensual on 6/10/21, stating he sustained a new injury earlier that day at 1:45 a.m. Period. He was trying to unload pallets and hold the gate up at the same time. Period. The gate slid down and hit his head while he was bending and leaning forward, but there was no loss of consciousness. Period. He currently did not have any headache or dizziness or changes in his vision. Period. He had tenderness in the trapezius and lateral neck area. Period. He was diagnosed with scalp contusion and a strain of the neck for which he was prescribed naproxen and referred for physical therapy. Period. Cervical spine x-rays were ordered. Period. He continued to be seen at Concentra over the next several weeks. Period. As of 7/6/21, the nurse practitioner released him from care back to full duty. Period. New paragraph. On 9/17/21, he was seen by Dr. Sapega regarding his left knee that was injured on 3/28/21. Period. In addition to that event, about 15 to 20 years ago, he sustained a basketball injury of one sort to another when he collided with another player on the court. Period. He did undergo arthroscopic surgery at St. Mary's Hospital in Richmond, Virginia. Period. His recollection was that it was some sort of cartilage work accomplished at that time. Period. He was able to return to playing basketball and all other physical activities afterwards, all the way up through the incident of 3/28/21. Period. He told Dr. Sapega that he was out of work for about 2 weeks and then ran out of money, so he begged his physician to release him back to work. Period. He did return to work, later having an MRI done in June. Period. He was unsure about what it revealed, if anything. Period. Dr. Sapega's office attempted to obtain the results of the MRI, but were unsuccessful in doing so. Period. He did review x-rays of the knees taken on 7/14/21. Period. The currently symptomatic left knee did not demonstrate any significant medial joint space narrowing. Period. Right knee x-ray demonstrated trace to mild medial joint space narrowing, indicative of moderate degenerative joint disease, which at that point was completely asymptomatic. Period. He noted his course of treatment to date and with his admitted past history of left knee arthroscopy, That was obviously suspicious. There was zero sign on his x-ray that any accelerated degenerative process was set in motion by whatever old injury his knee may have sustained at the time. Pettit's left knee medial compartment currently looks rather normal for his age. Pettit is only his opposite right knee medial compartment that demonstrates some evidence of premature degenerative joint disease. Period. He had no reason to disbelieve Mr. Stokes about his allegedly asymptomatic left knee leading up to the work-related injury in question, and he did not have any reason to believe that the symptoms he was currently suffering from represent a manifestation of a pre-existing condition. Period. He requested the opportunity to review the prior MRI, if he actually had one done, or get an updated knee MRI. Period. It does not appear that the petitioner returned to Dr. Sapega with any new MRI information. Period. Physical exam. He related he has undergone injection therapy from Dr. Sapega, the last of which was on 2/23/22, which was 2 weeks after his surgery. Period. Head, eyes, ears normal, neurologic normal, extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of each knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He was tender at the left knee, medial joint line, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Spine cervical. Bilateral rotation was to 50 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 60 degrees and rise. Impressions. Adrian Stokes alleges to have injured his left knee at work on 3/28/21 when it was twisted. But this was superimposed upon a verbal history of prior knee injury 20 years earlier, treated arthroscopically. Period. After the first subject event, he was treated conservatively with physical therapy for several weeks. Period. He evidently had returned to work at some point and actually requested he be returned to work due to financial issues. He eventually was seen by Dr. Sapega, who evidently performed surgery on 2/23/22, followed by injections. We are not in receipt of any documentation to substantiate these occurrences. Period. On 6/16/21, he was struck on the head by a bay door. Period. He had no loss of consciousness, but believes he injured his neck as a result. Period. He was again seen at Concentra. Period. Conservative care was rendered there by through 7/6/21. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found him to be neurologically intact. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait and could squat and rise fluidly. Period. There was crepitus at each knee and tenderness at the left knee medial joint line. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had virtually full range of motion of the cervical spine, consistent with his age. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the event of 6/16/21. There is 0% permanent partial total disability at the head or neck. Period. With respect to the incident of 3/28/21, he appears to have sustained a knee strain and some type of internal derangement for which he underwent surgical intervention. Period. The precise nature of that intervention and the operative findings are not clear at this juncture. Period. He has been able to remain in the workforce, but avoids lifting, kneeling, and other strenuous activities. Period. He does not take any pain or anti-inflammatory medication. Period. He states he does have permanent restrictions, as noted previously. Period. I would offer, regardless of cause, 5% permanent partial disability at the left leg. Period. I would appreciate the opportunity to review the results of his more recent left knee MRI and operative report from Dr. Sapega to confirm my impressions. Period. End.